Jeff, healthcare providers have voiced strong concern for many years about recruiting quality medical staff and retaining them in New Mexico. Now, you have some news about this with Gila Regional Medical Center.
That's right. Gila Regional Medical Center just recently, beginning of December, as a matter of fact, hired a new CEO. This is a permanent CEO, Kathleen Cahill, and she appears to be energizing the hospital around recruitment issues. And at the hospital's governing board meeting on Monday, she told governing board members that she was very focused on recruitment and, in fact, is interviewing a couple of recent medical school graduates for some general surgeon positions. The hospital currently is down to three general surgeons who are performing an average of 11 surgeries per day so far this month. So they need some more support in that area. And nursing is also an issue. The hospital currently has 22 vacant nurse positions, and they've really been working hard over the recent months with Western New Mexico University to bring in, recent graduates from the university's nursing program to Gila Regional Medical Center. This is a resource that in the past the hospital has sort of not managed to tap, and they appear to have as many as 8 recent graduates on deck to potentially join their residency program.
Okay, we'll look forward to staying updated with that. I want to move on and talk about COVID-19. Now, we've heard health officials in our state and beyond talk about the importance of getting vaccinated and then getting boosters, but they've also mentioned testing being key to this pandemic and getting ahead of it. Now, you have a story about Gila Regional Medical Center buying COVID-19 test kits to distribute in the community.
This was an idea that Chief Nursing Officer Kelly Rodriguez at Gila Regional Medical Center and recent graduate from Western New Mexico University's nursing program came up with. The hospital is using federal grant funding to buy almost 500 at-home PCR testing kits, and they're going to put these kits into little sort of care packages and distribute them to disadvantaged populations. For example, folks who use the Gospel Mission here, which is provides services to the homeless and other disadvantaged individuals in the area.
Okay, we're going to move on to a story about redistricting, but this is at the county level. What has Grant County been working on when it comes to redistricting the commission districts?
Oh, that's right. The Grant County Commission they approved some very minor changes to their commission districts. The thing voters should be aware of is really pretty straightforward. All of Pinos Altos, starting at the beginning of next year, will be in District 1. And some Santa Clara residents on the east side of Santa Clara, the village of Santa Clara, will be moved out of District 2 and into District 1. And this is all to even out the populations in each commission district according to the latest U.S. Census data.
Okay, now we're closing with news of a community youth project. What can you share with us about this?
Silver City Community Theater has really emerged from the kind of a pandemic cocoon with a new youth program. Silver City's other theater group, Virus Theater, has sort of traditionally done youth programs in the summer, and they've been planning an after-school program as well. And now Silver City Community Theater is engaged in a youth theater project, they call it. And they meet once a week. Interested kids age 13 through 18 can visit SilverCityCommunityTheater.com to find out more information. And in addition to that, the Silver City Community Theater has also, one of their members, Wendy Spurgeon, has started teaching drama classes at Aldo Leopold Charter School. So really going to really boost the theater opportunities in Silver City.
Exciting opportunities. All right. I want to thank you for joining us this week, Jeff. We'll talk with you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.